Martin and I were newlyweds, we survived what we imagined to be the biggest trial we'd ever face. Martin was diagnosed with a brain tumor. We had just moved to Atlanta from South Carolina and had only been married a short time. I was beginning a job with Perimeter Church as a worship leader, and Martin was enrolled in a great master's program in design. Looking back, I realized we believed our time in Atlanta would be short. Once Martin graduated with his master's degree, we'd move back to South Carolina to be close to our families, then start a family of our own. Even if we didn't say so or put it down on paper, we had an X marks the spot plan for our lives and believed God would get us there in the not-too-distant future. For a while, things seemed to be going very well. We were adjusting to our new city and our new roles, making new friends and learning new skills. Then Martin began to have trouble staying awake. He even fell asleep once while he was driving and again on a ski lift. His studies became too much for him to keep up with. My husband is smart, a far better student than I ever was. He was failing classes he normally would have aced. He could hardly stay awake to study and had little energy for even routine stuff. Other times, his behavior just seemed odd. He'd ask me strange questions or forget really ordinary things like whether or not we'd just unloaded the dishwasher. We sought and got plenty of well-meaning advice. Your husband needs counseling. He's just distracted. Or lazy? Have you considered that it might be depression or some other form of mental illness? We'd considered a lot of things, but we had zero answers. When we did meet together with a counselor, he told us that he didn't believe Martin's problem was related to any sort of mental illness. He thought it might be something physical instead. So we made an appointment with a kind general practitioner recommended by a friend. She examined Martin and ran a battery of tests, but those were inconclusive. She recommended more testing and mentioned something about Martin's thyroid or his pituitary gland. We agreed to procedures, a CT scan and an MRI, to see if those might point to something definitive. I was out of town attending a worship conference with my Perimeter coworkers when the results came. The news was not good. Hearing your husband has a brain tumor is devastating. Seeing him struggle to do ordinary things is terrifying. The diagnosis was not what we had hoped for, but at least we knew for certain what was wrong. I was frightened, I won't lie, but I pretty quickly transitioned into get-it-done mode. We'll get through this. Martin will have the surgery he needs to remove the tumor, and then we'll get on with our lives just like before. Nothing could have prepared Martin and me for what was in store for us. After a successful surgery to remove the tumor pressing on his pituitary, Martin was readmitted to the hospital with complications that led to a second emergency operation. That one left him in critical condition, heavily sedated for days, and he emerged with some challenging disabilities that we still work around today. It left both of us uncertain about the future we'd imagined and trying like crazy to adjust to a new normal that didn't feel normal at all. My talented, hardworking husband wasn't going to be a full-time graphic designer, the career he was preparing for when the tumor was first discovered, and I wasn't going to be a stay-at-home mom like so many women in my family had been, or even a mom and a part-time songwriter-musician. Our plans changed drastically, almost overnight. We surrendered our vision of what our lives would be like for a version that was often created day by day on the fly. There was no roadmap for the journey we were on. No mentor couple who could assure us they'd face the very same challenges and come through them stronger than before, or at least come through them. This was uncharted territory, and we both knew it. Before Martin's ordeal, we'd always assumed we'd have kids and looked forward to the day when we would be parents. But suddenly, we weren't so sure anymore. How could we have a family when there were times we ourselves needed help just to get through an ordinary day? I know we're not the only ones who've struggled with the decision about whether to have children, but our non-traditional lifestyle and Martin's lingering disability had us seriously questioning whether we were equipped for parenthood. We went back and forth, we prayed, and we spent hours talking it through with our wisest friends and advisors. When I finally did become pregnant with Josie, our oldest, it seemed like the decision was made for us. We were going to be a family of at least three, and somehow we'd figure out the parenting logistics as we went. Turns out there are no best-selling how